Let us offer the consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. We ask that we may worship you, love you, honor you, and obey you. We ask that we may be channels of your love so that all may glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, Friday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and we've got an interesting reading continuing in the Sermon on the Mount. One of the things I want to look at, something that I've been reflecting on very, a lot in my prayer. We have to understand what it means to be a Christian, and we also have to understand what that means in light of the teachings of Jesus. And it's always important, as we all know, to follow the teachings of Jesus or follow anything to look at the basics. What is the most basic thing you can understand? And then build from there. For example, the economy. What's the first thing they teach you? That it's all about supply and demand. So you can get into all kinds of theories of the economy. You can get all kinds of different ideas. You get the whole bit, but it all will always come down. They will tell you this. It's all about supply and demand. Prices go up when supply is low. Prices go down when supply is high. It's really simple. And everything goes all the way back to the basics. So let's go back to the first Iraq war. Remember what happened. Supply and demand was all about the economy. Kuwait was making more oil, which would lower the price. Iraq and Saddam Hussein in Iraq disagreed with that and told them to stop doing that. And Kuwait said, no, we're not going to stop doing that, because he wanted to make more money off the oil. He wanted to raise the prices, and it went back and forth. And finally, Iraq invaded Kuwait, saying, you used to be part of us, therefore we're going to invade you. Very similar to the reasoning behind Russia invading Ukraine. But in that case, that's a political issue. But you see, it all comes down to supply and demand. The price is going to go too low, and we want the price to be higher, so we're going to invade your country. Supply and demand go all the way back to the basics. Well, in today's gospel reading, we see the Sermon on the Mount. And what is Jesus saying? It's something you're going to find in St. Paul. You're going to find in the teachings of the saints. You're going to find it. Be focused on the things above, not the things of the earth. Well, what's the difference between the two? The things above are eternal. The things of the earth are temporal. Really simple. So what Jesus says, and if you want to follow that reading along, you can find it in chapter 6. It's 19 through 23. But, you know, if you go to your daily missal, or if you go to USCCB or Bible.USCCB.org, or wherever you go to find today's reading, go check that out. And you'll see that it's where Jesus says about not being focused on the things on the earth, but to store up for yourselves the treasures in heaven as opposed to the earth. Why? Because the treasures of earth are temporal. So if we really go back to the basics, what is it? Look for the things that lead you to the eternal, not the things that are temporal. Because the things are temporal will not be there for you in the long run. But the things that are eternal will be. So always keep that in mind. And that's where our focus has got to be. And that's really the whole aspect of what our faith is all about. It really starts there, to be focused on the eternal, not the temporal. Always remember, the greatest sin in the Old Testament is idolatry. And how do people get into idolatry? They'll get into idolatry because the promises of the earth they will find from the idols that the surrounding cultures worshipped. That's why. And those, you know, let's go back to a common folkloric idea. And that is selling your soul to the devil, which obviously is not something we endorse here in any stretch of the imagination. But why do people do it? They actually can't. But why do people even contemplate that idea? Why? It's really simple. For temporal gains. There it is. For temporal gains. I have in my latest book the example of the way that, by the way, the devil never the devil is the prince of lies, but he speaks in such a way that is never a lie. Now, how does that make any sense? Well, it's really simple. It's he is so good at his words that he is able to say, you know, promise you whatever he wants, and you will buy into that promise. And when you buy into that promise, you realize that it wasn't what you expected, but then he will show you, but this is what our deal was, and you can't argue with it. He is so much smarter than us. So in that sense, that's why you don't fight the devil directly. You work, you know, let's say Michael the Archangel do it. But so I take that example of, you know, you could, for example, sell your soul to the devil, which we don't believe in, to become the richest man in the world. And all of a sudden, become a richest person in the world. All of a sudden, you become the richest person in the world, and you find yourself, you're absolutely miserable. But the deal was that you would become the richest person in the world, and you thought that it would make you happy, and then you find out it didn't, but you made the deal. You can't get out of it. And the devil just shows you, says, no, I gave you everything you wanted for in the deal. And you're miserable. That's not my problem. That's your problem. So as you could see, why? Because you were focused on the temporal. That whole folkloric idea is being focused on the temporal, the things of earth. And Jesus is saying, be focused on the things above, on the things that are eternal. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, what we're talking about, obviously, is that whole concept of being focused on the things above. This is what Jesus says in the readings today. And everything that leads you astray will be focused on the things of earth, focused on the temporal, and be careful of that. Now, that doesn't mean you don't focus exclusively. I mean, you have no focus on the temporal, but it's to be used in a way that benefits your ability to navigate our life today. But don't make that your treasure. That's a very powerful message to always understand. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So if your treasure is in eternal life in Christ, that's where you want to be. If your treasure is in the salvation of souls, that's where your actions are going to be. If your treasure is to become the richest person in the world with the richest house, that's where your heart is going to be, and that's where your focus is going to be. I remember back in the 80s, something that I absolutely disagreed belonged in a Catholic college. I'm not going to mention a university. I'm not going to mention which Catholic university it may have been from. I'm not going to mention. But anyway, because it was in all kinds of universities. You find it at Harvard. You find it at other places, including a local Catholic university. And it was in the bookstore. A poster that said justification for higher education. And it would show this rich, you know, mansion with 5-car garage and all these, Maseratis and BMWs and all these expensive cars in the garage, all 5 of them in really beautiful place. Well, that's the whole point of the poster. It was kind of as a joke, but I said it absolutely didn't belong in a Catholic community. Why? Because it was teaching make that was your why do you study that was where your treasure is, and where your treasure is, that's where your heart is, and that's your whole focus, to be involved in the temporal and get the greatest out of the temporal. Well, that's a form of idolatry. That's why people engaged in idolatry, because they would get the so-called gods would give them what they wanted out of life. And no, we turn to the Lord and we say, no, we don't want what we want. We want what you want for us. That's a whole different focus. And so you see this whole concept of where Jesus is saying, don't do that. Don't be focused on the things that go away. Don't be focused on the things that fall apart. And he says that message comes over and over and over and over again. Be focused on the riches that are in heaven. Those are eternal. And he's trying to teach that. So idolatry always comes from, what can I get out of it? Now, look at this within the political sphere. Now, if you know, my whole focus is if we're going to call it a battle, I use the term, but if we're going to call it a battle, remember what I do it because that's what St. Paul says. Our battle is not against human forces. It's against principalities and powers. So we're always in a spiritual battle. Well, then don't get involved in a political battle, because if you look at what is the political battle all about, the political battle is always getting what is best for me, whereas we want what is best for all. That's a very different concept. And what is best for all is not necessarily what is best for me. So the spiritual battle is focused on doing what is best for all. The political battle is doing what's best for me. And we don't want that. Idolatry leads us to do what is best for me. We want to do what's best for all. And that means going back to that word from yesterday, from the Our Father, may your will be done, not mine. May I offer myself to you, not me. And so those are important concepts. And so we go back to that. Jesus says, let your treasure be in heaven, not on earth. We'll talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. Have yourself a blessed Corpus Christi Sunday. And we will see you on Monday of the 12th week. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.